Are you tired of the oozing, pus-filled corporate sludge that you hear on the mainstream radio these days as it tries to infect your brain, infect your heart, infect your soul? Do you want to hear something different, man? Do you want to hear something honest and something real?
Say Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast.
What?
I say Funky Town Podcast. I say Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast.
You had your Christmas tree, now I've got mine. You got some real nice presents, now they're mine, mine, mine. Mine, mine, mine. Under the mistletoe, stealing your breath. Stealing your credit cards and wishing you the best. All the season's best. So be careful what you wish for, 'cause you know you just might find all your treasures for your children. Santa brought from you to me. You took the time to wrap it oh so carefully, oh so lovingly. Here's one for family, here's one for life. Here's one that once was yours and now it's mine, mine, mine. Mine, mine, mine. So be careful what you wish for, 'cause you know you just might find all your treasures for your children.
Was the Screaming Thieves, what was that song called, A Christmas Story, A Robbery? It's a great song about breaking into somebody's house and stealing all their Christmas presents.
I hadn't heard it till now. Dastardly.
Dastardly. So we are live in the Temple of I. This will be our Christmas Eve show. I bet anybody's not listening to it on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, but if you are, Merry Christmas. If not, hope you had a good Christmas.
Would you post it on Christmas Eve? Are you going to post it on Christmas
Eve? Yeah, probably. I might go ahead and put it on there, and then you can schedule it to post that day.
Yeah, I was going
to
say auto.
And I just got to remember to go on and like share it at some point. Yeah. But at least if you're subscribed to the iTunes or whatever, it'll automatically pop up. Yeah.
Good deal.
So we are doing a part two. The Jerry Johnson Massacre did their show. I guess it was released probably Wednesday.
It was.
Afternoon, Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm. We're playing with the space-time continuum here.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm very confused.
So
and a little drunk.
I'm pretty tired.
Y'all be okay. You know, like this is going to be an epic show. It's going to probably go about 3.5-4 hours.
I would.
Cool.
I thought you were going to say 3.5-4 minutes.
Yeah, right. So we have the Stubbs and Dustin here, as well as their producer, though he is an engineer.
Where's Heinrich?
Oh, he's not even here.
He went to pee.
Oh. Well,
or poop.
Poop. Must be pooping.
We need to eat all the cake before he gets back.
We do. Happy Sunday, Jeff.
Happy Sunday, Dustin. Happy Sunday, Stubbs.
Hey, Jeff. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, yeah, Joe.
Joe, happy Sunday, Joe.
Happy Sunday, guys.
And if
Merry Christmas Eve.
If happy
Zach,
Sunday.
Merry
Zach.
Christmas Eve. Happy Sunday. Is it less disrespectful if we do it on your show?
I think it's even more
disrespectful.
Yeah, because nobody's going to. Our wholesome listeners will have no idea.
They're
going to
be like, man, these guys are mean. Why do they have
Yeah.
Mine?
They're going to come out for us with torches and pitchforks.
They already ask me all the time, why are you guys friends with that show exactly?
He's probably not lying.
I get lots of emails
I'm
about
sure
that.
There are.
I just don't read them.
Yeah, Jeff, they're not really friends of yours.
Hey, can I want to do a confession on your show that I've never done on our show, I don't think.
Lay it on us.
We had an emailer that emailed us a lot that stopped, and I'm glad. Mm-hmm. But there was a one name which you will strike a chord in your heart, a Mayor McFuckstick that used to send emails.
Him. Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't like that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we stopped. Like, he would send stuff, and I haven't read any of his stuff in months.
Yeah.
And he's just stopped. It's
how
stopped
many,
emails.
How many did he send? I remember like two or three of them.
There was I think total like six or seven. And we just started deleting them because of...
Well, I think they started getting tied to collusion with someone or something. And
well,
so he's really nervous
bad.
About... Yeah, and he didn't want them to get out. And he knows we're going to leak them immediately to CNN. So...
You went a different path than I thought, but yeah.
Oh, man. I want a yes and that, but I'm really curious as to what you're actually talking about.
We thought it was you guys. Did you
us?
Guys think it was us?
It was the one where, like the first one where he's not a fan of Susie.
What is going on?
I don't know. Is that me doing something here?
Uh-oh.
No, is that the dude that sent that
just mute it.
Email that started
the chaos?
Turf wars?
Yeah, that started trying
where
to start
Jeff wanted to
wars?
Shoot us in the face?
It was probably Marlon.
Because you did.
Yeah, probably. I still think it was Marlon.
Remember, there was about a half a day I was like, is Jeff going to try to kill
it?
If he's going to try to come
mean.
After us?
Well, so that's when you came over and bought
was
that
yeah, you're right, Marlon wouldn't be that
I was very
mean.
Scared for my life. I thought Jeff was really, like, for about half a day.
That is me, isn't it? What is that?
I don't know. Do you still have that Pornhub window
I thought
up?
Your leader was coming after me, man.
Turn Mixler
for about half a day.
Is that what it is?
I was about to text you and say, Zach, dude, can you calm him down? I meant no harm. I apologize.
I was sitting there stoking the fire.
Oh, yeah. No, you're not going to believe what Matt
you probably
said
weren't.
Now, man. Yeah, Jeff's
but
pretty,
he did,
he's pretty mad.
I'm being honest, he did keep sending email, and they were just as bad, but we threw them away.
Well, so, I mean, who do we think it is?
I just didn't like it that he's all like, I emailed the Funkytown podcast guys, and they never emailed me back. I'm like, whatever.
Well,
dude.
He said that in a couple of others, too.
Right, I'm like, he didn't email us once. Yeah,
no,
that's,
he didn't email us.
I'll give you... You know, well, Joe just cleaned out all the emails. So,
but
I mean, before that, there was no emails from any.
I didn't blindly clean out the emails.
Was
I
he using the right
so
email?
So I would have left that.
Yeah, of course you would have.
Was he using the right email address?
We didn't get any emails about Susie.
FunkyTownPodcast@gmail.com. You can't fuck that up.
It's just like the Jerry Jones Time Massacre at gmail.com.
Well, the way he was sending stuff through us was through our website because we have a way you can email straight through our website.
Well, if he listens to our show, Zach talks about it every week.
Yeah. But FunkyTownPodcast@gmail.com. Please
guys,
send us an email,
let's
guys.
Be honest. Does anybody pay attention
hey,
to
that? Hey, real quick. Do y'all have Instagram?
Yeah.
I have an Instagram.
No,
but not
sort
the
of,
show
maybe.
Doesn't?
No.
Okay. So... Is it cool if I tag the bands then, or would you rather not?
What are you talking about? What?
I'm about to tag y'all, man. I'm
you
about
can
to post something
us.
On Instagram.
I'm on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, you can tag.
It's not like Jeff isn't supposed to be here.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know his parole situation.
Just don't tag my
I'm not
mom.
On parole.
We're still in Tarrant County.
I'm not even on parole.
Okay, cool. Then I'm going to tag y'all.
So the DWS
just
clear?
Probation.
No DWS. All right, man.
All right, so yeah, it's good. I just wanted to throw that out there. It's like, yeah.
Why are you bringing up bad memories for?
No.
See, I was going to ask you what's your best memories of the years. I got to tell you, that was probably my worst memory of the podcast year.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst memory. That was chaos, and that put a lot of undue stress on my heart, and I'm surprised I didn't die.
Yeah, me too. I have a heart condition as it is.
It did upset my IBS, though.
Your irritable bowel syndrome?
Yep.
Or the International Brotherhood of Stutterers?
No, the irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh, okay.
I did not start stuttering because of it.
Oh.
That's all because of the whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what if people listen to this before they listen to your episode?
They're really confused. That's why it's a crossover episode. Yeah. You got to watch it. That's like the comic books. When there's a comic book crossover, you got to read the first one before the second one.
I always think of, what was it, when Magnum P.I. and Simon & Simon crossed over.
There you go.
But no one listens to us, so they're not going to start now.
Okay. The reason no one listens to us anymore is because of your ass.
Well, I legit.
Because I would argue that
legitimately hope.
I would argue that Ulrich is the best producer you've ever had.
He stuck it out because he's forced to. Though
Susie's gonna be mad.
He has to stay here.
I just don't want to sit in a smoky bar.
Yeah, it's either that or he gets to go hang out at Texas Billiards and watch old men.
Please, Susie.
Not,
come
that's
back.
Not what I was.
That's hey, okay, because
this is our show.
This is not JJTM.
Yeah, this is not about JJTM. So let's move on.
Yeah, we're doing the Funky Town podcast. You had to go shit. This completely changed. So don't yell out the dumb bullshit you did at the end of that last show on their show.
Yeah, because they have like.
Well, now I feel bad. You can yell out a little bit.
Not what he said, though.
Yell no, nice
that's
things.
Okay because I'm gonna because he's gonna send me the file and I'm gonna like add stuff to it or whatever.
Just
and
put,
so,
like,
I'm just gonna edit
train noises over top.
Yeah, I'll edit it out. They'll be like, "Why do I get real choppy every time?"
Just edit me out.
Why you?
I don't know.
You're not
was,
doing anything. I'm gonna edit the other one out. yeah. So yeah, I was gonna ask you just for a minute. So we'll talk for a second before we get into the continuation of our list. Do y'all have a favorite podcast memory? From like y'all show over the year, like either what y'all did as a show, if y'all went somewhere together to see a show, or a favorite show that you had here.
What do you have? He's all banging his head up and down.
Yeah, the Dillinger Escape Plan show that we went to down in Austin, the Mohawks. That was my favorite time.
But
the
was podcast. That, it wasn't a my, podcast.
Was that raw on the road?
Well, it kind of was. We
that
traveled
was just,
somewhere together.
We did record
just
stuff.
We
out
did a
friends.
Show. No, we did a show.
We did
oh,
record
did
stuff.
Yeah.
It, was that raw
thanks
on
for
the
listening.
Road?
No, I listen to every episode. Like, I don't
me?
Remember that.
Was
no,
that.
I was with
was
them.
That show called Raw.
I don't
on
remember
the road.
Doing any in recording. I know you took
it
your stuff because you got to get an interview from old dude, but we never did get a hold of
that
him.
Was the, you came with us to the Tree Show. We went to Austin to see him at Mohawk.
Oh, that's what he's talking about. Okay, yeah.
I don't remember the audio from that.
We took a nice little couples retreat down to Austin to watch one of our romantically favorite band, a band that we bond. Together with the Dillinger Escape Plan.
I know we had the recorder. I don't remember how much audio was recorded, but we did record a lot of audio at Fortress Fest. That was fun.
Yeah, that was cool too.
The going up and the random chaotic beer release of Jesse Fry's was a lot of fun.
Was that this year?
Was that this year? This year feels a little longer than.
Was it not?
I don't think so.
Oh man, I don't remember.
I don't remember. The Stars didn't make the playoff. Oh yeah, they did make the. Did they? They did not make the playoffs last season, did they?
All right, so I don't know. I'd have to think about that one as far as favorite podcast moment.
Mine's the Dillinger Show.
Even though that may or may not have been podcast.
I think we released it. Somehow we did like a 0.1 or a 0.5 or however you like to fancy
number
it up.
Home. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what was yours, Jeff? What was your favorite podcast moment?
Well, the podcast that we're going to do the week after this one comes out is going to be a clip. So I'm going to actually put my favorite podcast moments together in a
nice.
So I'm not going to talk about my favorite ones now. I was wondering what y'all's were.
Are you going to have instant moments like from this show that you're going to put in your clip show?
I don't know what to say. It's
like this moment.
So
right
far,
now,
so far,
about.
No.
Okay. Well, we'll try to up the game then.
I did get a couple moments from the last podcast that we did that'll actually be on the best of.
You released it this morning, mm-hmm. and I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet.
It's a good one.
You said, you've stated quite heavily that it was a good show.
I really had fun with it.
I liked
show.
It, yeah. It was a lot of fun.
I gotta give mad props to your wife, Joe. Amanda's episode was amazing.
Yeah.
It made me all excited and my nerd pants start flying off as a wannabe architect.
Yeah, she was a good guest. She was apprehensive, sort of.
I got way more nervous than I thought I was going to be. I wasn't until it actually started.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I was like, well, one, I don't really know that much about our architecture, which is fine because I can ask the same questions any dummy would. And so I did, but I was also worried about getting into bear traps because, at one point I was like, I don't want them tearing down our old buildings. That is part of the progress. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that sometimes her company is probably in some stuff where they have to tear down some old buildings to put up some, new. And so I didn't want to get into that kind of talk with her. Yeah. So I was trying to avoid any of that kind of stuff. And then towards the end of the thing, I wanted to get more personal, but I was a little bit, again, you never know what you're going to, she never talks normally when we're around. We speak very little. So to actually sit with her, I was like, wait a second, this is a little bit different than.
Joe and Amanda are pretty secretive about their orgies and their lifestyle.
We definitely kind of keep it under wraps. Is one side of our life, and y'all are the other.
right.
So you got to just get it.
Can I go first for our lists?
Yeah.
It's kind of related to this,
way to throw
what we're talking about.
Break.
Okay, well, we can
go
right.
It's not an emergency break. I wrote this list because
Is it like part of your favorite podcast moments?
This is my top five best Funky Town podcast shows that we did this year.
Okay.
And I, at first it was really hard for me to do the order, and then I went back and listened to a lot of them, and I kind of or I listened to like my choices from the descriptions and my notes, and I kind of got an order. My number five was the Girls Rock episode. I freaking love that episode. We had the woman named Sarah on.
Mm-hmm. I didn't ever say who she was
during that episode.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah. Oh. My sister wrote me, she's like, she goes, I love that episode. She goes, but you never said who you were talking to. I mean, I know that she was a girl from Girls Rock, but you never said her
that's
name.
That's the way you're suppressing females.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's very unwoke.
I just love the concept of Girls Rock.
Oh,
yeah.
Can y'all say that on your show?
We get the concept.
We met her counterpart in Austin.
I must have heard that wrong.
You did.
Yeah, it's
you heard a hard U.
I did. I heard a hard U in a T.
Oh yeah, we can say constant on our show now.
Was I supposed to?
Oh, that's right.
Be
I
working
forgot.
Cameras,
so we don't have to beat around the bush.
No, yeah. We don't.
My bad.
Right. We can drop the hard C.
You can drop the hard C if you want.
That program is awesome. I need to see more women in rock and roll. I mean, I'm the biggest fan of Rebecca, and
obviously.
I mean,
mm-hmm. You had an event happen.
Yeah, oh yeah. I fucking love that shit.
It goes the end of your music career,
what?
By the way.
Yeah. Number four on my list is kind of a threefer, but there's one that I particularly like the best.
So this is really like a top seven?
Yeah, kind of, but Fishcast. Fishcast number two is my favorite because it was you by yourself.
Oh, really?
And I remember you talking about it. You were kind of self-conscious about it. But
I was very self-reflective in that way. Yeah, I was like, man, I don't know if I should be doing this, if I should be doing that. What am I doing with my life? This whole, like, just like what you kind of think about when you're fishing. I didn't know what to say. So I was just kind of, it was very, and I was like, man, should I even release this stupid thing?
But
I didn't catch any fish.
It was self-reflective and it was good because it was honest and, what's the word? Not emotional, but open. And I enjoyed that.
That's cool.
Podcast. Number three on my list. And then Fishcast, I think Fishcast 1 or 3 had Dustin, and Fishcast 1 had Susie. Yeah.
Do those really count in the Funky Town podcast world since it's kind of a.
They were on the podcast.
Y'all did play.
They were point fives, but.
See, Fishcast 1 came during a different episode. It's like we were doing the scenes thing, and then I left
that
for a while.
The third act, of,
and then fished for a little while, and then came back.
That's right. Y'all
and so that was Fishcast 1, and Fishcast 2 was by myself, and it was an actual full on 30-45 minute.
Yeah, I thought it was like 30 minutes.
You know,
but it wasn't a Sunday episode. It was a. It didn't replace a guest episode.
I think it might have.
Ours was a Sunday episode.
And ours was a Sunday episode.
I had fun on that. The fish.
And that was actually.
Or is that maybe when I was one of the times?
That was about probably 3.5 hours, maybe 3 hours, just 3.5 hours. And it was all decent. I cut out.
We talked about all sorts of weird stuff.
I could have made that into 2 full on episodes. I mean, I cut out a ton of stuff.
Because it's kind of fun because you're out there fishing, you forget that there's a recorder there, and you just start talking about, like, there's these city buildings over here, and there's a train over here, and there's this and that. It turns into a totally different conversation.
Yeah. Now, I kept all the good stuff, and I was able to keep all the good stuff because it was so much to pick from. So it actually, I think, was really good.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. It was just neat to hear it, like another aspect of the Funky Town crew. My number... Number three was the Jesse Gage podcast.
Yeah. Him and Cameron are so funny together.
That was really funny. I remember tearing up, laughing so hard.
That was probably the most I laughed at any episode this
year. That was like 3 weeks ago, right?
It was that long ago,
A month or more.
It was one of the funniest of the year, in my opinion. And I mean, just because it was fresh and I don't remember the...
No, it was straight up the funniest. I'll vouch for that.
And that was a lot of fun. Number two is Chillamundo with Peter Denver and Rebecca as Charles.
That was pretty funny, too.
Yeah, that was freaking hilarious.
Oh, my God. If we had that one,
that's a good one.
If we had listeners,
is that the one where we did the match game? No, that was Into the Archer where we did
the
match game.
Archer.
I forgot about that. The match game was fun.
And that's actually, before I do my number one, I got a couple honorable mentions. The The match game wasn't on my honorable mentions before, but it is now.
Yeah, I forgot about it until just now.
The Chillamundo Marathon was fucking amazing. I was there for a lot of it, not the whole time.
I really think that's why we got the Critics' Choice. I think they listened to that episode. Just the way that they wrote their blurb and stuff, I think that was the influence that...
That was a cool episode. I think that's when I was out of the country, too. And yeah. I couldn't come to any of those shows, and I was listening to y'all do that, and I was like, how the fuck did that work?
Yeah. Because
that's crazy.
I was, like, cheering them on because I really wanted them to finish. And the last one I went to was their last show because they just couldn't. Denver was...
I think I had a gig that night too.
Yeah.
No, but I wasn't. I was in town. I went out of town down south and I came back that night and went to Lola's because that's where I went to Lola's for a little bit and Kevin from Henry the Archer was there and I was like, are you going to go over to the Grotto to see their grand finale? And he's like, they didn't make it.
Oh, wow. Shit. No, I was playing Lola's that night.
That's right. That's right. I came to see you guys.
Was it Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on a Sunday. We were playing with a Pinata Protest. Yeah.
And I was with them a lot of the day.
I came to see you guys up there from out of town. And right. We were all sitting around back.
I was thinking about going over there, and then somebody's like, yeah, no, game over, man.
Yeah, and I didn't know. Yeah. I thought they were still going. I was like, yeah, I want to go see their grand finale and everything. And then he's like, yeah, no, they didn't make it. They
after,
stopped.
Because, the Green Audio show was just so hot. Like the room that they were playing in was not air conditioned. It was middle of the summer. It was just like upwards of 90 degrees, humid, a lot of bodies in the room.
Joe's not looking at me. something to think about.
Oh, hey, we need to talk about that later. I talked with Mr. Green Audio himself on Friday.
Okay. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
The honorable mention, Amanda's first time in studio. I think that was like a landmark episode. It shouldn't be the last, but...
Nah, she was super good. I like that.
Yeah.
I was a big fan of that.
The Funktown Podcast Road Trip. Funktown Podcast Road
Trip. We're talking about that.
Oh, earlier. Yeah. That was fun,
too. Yeah, that was really awesome experience.
So is that your number one?
No, that was honorable mentions. My number one.
so we're top 12.
Yeah. My number one, well, because I couldn't rank those. The number one episode was the 200th episode, Halloween. Funny, we were laughing, had a great ending.
That one was really funny.
They actually planned out the ending. That my favorite episode of this year, hands down.
Yeah, that one actually was kind of scripted.
Yeah.
And then also, I have another list. Sorry. I was trying to do my top five JJTM shows, but there's nothing good, so I didn't do it.
Oh, nice. Nice.
No, we took the year off.
Yeah, that's fine. Hey, you know what?
2017, we took the year off.
I can't decide what...
I'm taking your fucking award back from last year of the I Happy Am best album. You know what? I Happy Am would be a great band if Zach wasn't in it.
I've heard that before.
I've heard that a lot. I've read it on Reddit. And Twitter.
I'm trying to think what my favorite JJTM shows were. Honestly, I think the ones where you guys don't have guests, I might enjoy the most.
Yeah, we get that a lot. Yeah, especially lately.
Yeah. Well, you're terrible interviewers.
Well, yeah.
We get sidetracked. The problem is we get sidetracked.
I like the one that you had a couple weeks ago with Randy.
The drunk...
Yeah. Oh, from...
The Fuchs.
Fuchs.
Yeah.
The Fuchs.
Yeah, the fucking Fuchs.
Because that's that blue chair right behind
that's where
Zach
it all happened.
Yeah.
Is destroyed.
And so he fell and knocked himself unconscious.
This that's is the not, one that Randy was sitting show. In and he tore
Don't
it all up.
Don't say it.
This is the first time.
This is their show. Don't say it.
This is the first time.
This is their show. That was, they have actual
is
listeners.
The D word?
No, this is the first time you told someone to get R'd by their daddy.
Oh, yeah. Don't say that on our show.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't say that.
Yeah.
I'm dead fucking
Learn
serious.
Some pod-
I didn't say it.
Learn some podcast etiquette, okay?
I didn't say it.
That's kind of dark for...
We don't go in their show and just start saying things like that.
Don't say it.
I didn't say it.
So, yeah, the shows that we do by ourselves, we kind of got in a rut doing that because of the elections. There was a lot of things that there was a gap in bookings and stuff, and we were right there during that whole thing, and so we ended up talking about political crap a lot of times, and sure enough, people had sent us messages saying that they appreciated that show and stuff. We're like, wow, that's weird.
People appreciate our political opinions.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of... No, if I went and looked back through my text messages with Dustin, I don't know that checks out.
I didn't write that.
I don't think it does either.
I'm glad.
But I did like listening to it.
I appreciate that y'all don't think people actually come up to me and talked about the show. That's cool. I like that.
I have a random. Did y'all do y'all's local shows? Well, you know, I didn't even do local shows.
We just did our favorite shows. Favorite concerts of the year.
That's what I did. I did my favorite. As far as the local stuff, I don't know what my most favorite was. Houston is right up there because that was really cool. I haven't been out of town in a long time, and it was only 4 hours away, but it was still just getting away. It was right downtown. You would look up and just see all these huge buildings all around you. It was really cool.
It was like I told you. I really wish Fortress was more like that because you're further away from downtown. What was cool about Houston is you're in the heart of downtown, like right there. Well, not the heart, but you're on the edge.
No, but it would be like if they put it at the postal building here.
Yeah, that's exactly what it'd be like. It's really cool
because it's like right on the edge, and you just turn around and look, and then bam, there's all the buildings. You know, it was the same setup kind of as Vans, only there was way more stages at Vans Warped Tour. But taking my daughter and her friend to Vans was. It was kind of a beating because it was 195 outside and stuff, but it was cool. And we got to see Gwar, so that was kind of interesting.
Are you a fan of Gwar?
No, but I wanted to see him. But you got to at least see him once live, you know, because it's Gwar. So I can mark that off my bucket list of bands I need to see live. I've seen Gwar. It's, you know, it's kind of cool. What are y'all doing, man?
Nothing. The camera's not on us, so we can get away with murder.
We're smelling things.
But that show led me to seeing Bowling for Soup at the Aardvark, and that was a really great show.
Hell yeah,
that was,
man,
a good show.
And that was a good podcast
moment,
too.
They're always a good band.
Did they throw the picks in the air and catch them with their mouth and keep playing?
Yes, they did all that stuff.
Yeah, I love that. They've been doing that. I never could figure out how they were that coordinated.
No, and it's the biggest guy on stage is doing it too, man. The dude's huge.
Yeah.
Are you gonna go see the that year end?
No, I doubt
special?
It. I doubt it. With the Nixons and Bowling for Soup and Roosevelt.
Yeah, what is that? Is that this weekend or next weekend?
29th or 30th.
Yeah, I think it's the 29th.
I kind of want to go.
I'm not out.
But
I'm not out on it.
Jibes there though.
Another one of my favorite shows was the Chillamundo Marathon.
Yeah.
And the which we talked about, and the Fort Worth nomination show, which is where the bus and the fish cast and all that came in, you know. Earth Child and MMS at Mass. I've seen a lot of really good shows at Mass. That show just barely opened. That place barely opened up, and probably most of my favorite shows have been there. It seems like at least.
I still want to go over there and check out the comedy night that
yeah,
they
me
do.
Too.
I wanna
let me know
that.
If you do.
No, I want
to
go.
If I don't practice, I'd like to go.
Wednesday, Thursday night. I'd like to go over there.
I want to go see.
It'll have to be a Thursday for me, but yeah, that'd be cool.
I think
cool.
That's when
like
they do it.
They're early.
I think it is
a
Thursday
like
night.
9 o'clock, and they're done. They're out of there pretty
I think
damn
it
early.
Is on Thursday.
Yeah,
though.
I mean,
that's their
gig there just in general. Like,
man, I think
they try to wrap the shows up by like midnight one.
I think Paul Varghese is coming, which is a decent local name. And but
that's a good name.
I think it's like January. At the end of January, or whatever, but it's like on a Friday or Saturday night. So,
oh, wow.
So I mean, I think it may be like a really, you know, or like a bigger comedy show or whatever.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you can look it up or whatever. But I think my favorite show of the last year, and will probably be my favorite show every year as long as we do it, is Hippie Bath Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, that's always
very self-serving during your list there, Jeff.
But I mean, if you have that happen, it's got to be your favorite.
So
it'd be weird for it not to be a favorite, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Yeah, it would
well,
be.
So okay, yeah, so say Henry the Archer, I Happy Am Me Motor Scooter can't play it next year for the third year in a row. Who else? What three bands would you get to play?
I can bring you in a band.
I've already thought about it.
Methinks,
the Spectacle.
The yeah, there
I
you
can
go.
The Spectacle.
We can bring you the Spec.
It's kind of got to match the podcast. I don't know if a lot of the people there would be like, the Spectacle?
You can
interview
us now.
That's heavy hardcore.
No, it is. But you can interview us now. We're Fort Worth based.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't mind having you guys on the show. But I
get
mean,
you on and talk
to me.
But to play at the Bowl Down might be a little crazy.
I'm scared to talk to you. So.
But yeah, now I would think of either we would try to get new bands, like see if we can get like Sub-Sahara, because they're like all the rage right now. Everybody's talking about how awesome they are. Sub-Sahara.
But are Sub-Sahara.
Are they friends of the show?
No, we haven't even had them on yet.
Send them an email. Send them an email right now. Scoop
us.
What kind of music is Sub-Sahara?
Like psych rock.
It is?
Yeah.
I like psych rock. I like fuzz.
But I thought about earlier, I was like, we could totally get, like, probably get, if we couldn't get Jesse Gage, we could get a Big Heaven, I bet you. Mm-hmm.
And who's Big Heaven?
And Amanda's a friend of the show.
Jesse Gage and Amanda Hand's new project.
So we could probably get them, you know. Cameron's a really good friend of ours. We could probably get, you know.
Probably get Sir Duda.
Yeah. Maybe we could get, I think the Methinks would be cool. That would be the most.
They're a hard get, though. It's got to be a wedding.
Or a bar mitzvah.
Or a hamburger place.
Or they just show up.
Or chili
up.
Dogs. Or tell them you're going to shoot guns and barbecue, then they'll show up.
Yeah.
All I did was say, hey, you guys want to play? Yeah. When they did my birthday. Yeah. So.
They'll get the Methinks. I don't know. I had to think about it. But I've already thought, should we do that? Because I like the idea of keeping the same, you know, kind of tradition or whatever, but I mean, I'm sure that the three bands that come would probably like to just come for once and not have to play.
Bingo. So, and not have to play two sets.
Right. No, I totally get that. So it's like,
that is a problem. Now,
especially when they're part of the podcast too.
Yeah.
You know, so
that does suck.
So I've already been thinking about that.
I mean, we love playing it, but I definitely wouldn't mind just being a spectator.
No, what about those cats, Dead Vinyl?
That'd be a good one.
That'd be a good one to have.
They might do it.
I bet you they'd be down with that.
Oh, yeah, they would for sure.
Yeah. That'd be a good one.
Well, so we have to get Susie involved. She's the one who kind of does it.
Food for thought.
You know, also wouldn't mind having Earth Child play, dude. They're good. They're really good, and they don't play that often.
Yeah, I think you left the room when we were talking about them. Yeah. You went out to pee when they were on our local list.
Oh, yeah?
I said that's a really good record.
Great record.
I dig it. I got to be in the mood for it. It's the type of music where I have to be in the mood for it, because psych music is very... I have to be in a certain place for it, but it's fucking good. Good. That's a good record.
So I wouldn't mind having them play. That might be kind of an easy game.
Yeah. We got an inside track.
Yeah.
What else are they doing?
I don't know, but they're all, you know, kind of finicky. Or not finicky, maybe it's not the right word.
Just promise them like a bag of mushrooms and they'll be
contrarian?
There.
No, that's not really the right word either. Or maybe both those words are kind of right.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever paid a band in mushrooms?
No.
No. I've been paid in Maker's Mark before.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen your dad bash another person's head against a tree? Okay.
What about weed? You ever been paid in weed?
Have
no,
I?
I've been tipped in weed.
Yeah.
I have been tipped in weed, but I've never been paid in weed.
I think I saw an old, who was the rap, the, and then, like, they were on the edge all the time. They did Amber, 311.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a home video of theirs once when I was in college, and I think that there were several dates that they were playing and that they got paid with weed.
Oh, yeah. No, I was pretty into 311 in college.
It was not a couple of grams or so either.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
It was a hefty amount.
A hefty trash bag?
Hefty.
Like what?
Hefty. Like toss me inside a hefty, like Midlife Crisis? Faith No More? No.
Nope.
My feet itch.
Same song?
Yeah.
Yeah. RV?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Did you have a random list, or did you just make the one list of the local?
No, I've just got the one list. I could improv a random list.
Okay, well, how come the...
I could play that game, too.
Did the Pokemon Go happen this year?
No, that was last year.
That was last year. Yeah.
That was in the top five last year as far as on the podcast. The number one moment of last year was my friend passing out here.
Oh, that was crazy.
That was the number one moment of last year.
That was weird.
What happened?
Whatever. We did the show over here, and my friend showed up drunk. And then by the end of the show, she passed out, and somebody's calling her phone, and it's just ringing and ringing.
I don't think...
Was this a Sunday night show?
He wasn't here.
Was it a Sunday night show?
Matt wasn't
over here on a Tuesday.
No, we just did the show here. I don't think Joe was here. Were you, Joe?
I wasn't here. No.
See, I don't think he was here. And so,
he wanted to do it here.
It was me, you, and Rebecca.
Uh-huh.
Well, I haven't heard this.
She was like... Because the Fam Sensation was about to release our album, and we had a song called One After 665 as a reference to 666, but that was a reference to One After 909 by the Beatles. And she said, that's not by the Beatles.
And we had this whole thing.
Yes, it is.
But she wouldn't talk on mic. She kept sitting way back over here. You know, we're like, nobody can hear you, you know.
Yeah. And then we...
It was just wheels off the whole time.
We looked over. We're having a conversation. We look over, and she's just passed clean out.
At the end of the show. So the show starts to get good. And then Dustin's talking about some show that's coming up for you know, for the weekend or whatever. And her phone rings, and it keeps talking. And then it rings again. And it keeps talking. Then it rings again. He's like, "All right, that's it. What is going on?" You know, he just loses his shit.
It was her. Oh, she was passed out, slumped
completely
over,
completely passed out. Right,
her phone
here.
Was just ringing in her pocket the whole time.
Man, I can't say that I want to be there.
You can well, that was 2 years ago. So.
Jeff, I want to rewind real quick because I got to thinking. In my favorite podcast moment of this year is when Matt had to sit out because he went and had his butt probed with the colonoscopy.
That wasn't this year.
That
God.
I thought it was in the spring.
No, man.
Was that
like 2 years ago?
Was that the blackout episode?
No. Then when you were absent one time this year and Jennifer sat in.
Oh,
I think it was out of
that's
town.
When we were practicing.
I was
here.
In New Orleans. I was down in New Orleans, or
that's what it was. You were on the boat
cruise. Yeah,
you were on the boat, yeah. And that was fun.
I like how everything's you know when you got your butt probe.
Well, you know.
No, man, I went to.
But sitting in here with Jennifer was fun because it was odd on my end looking across the table and seeing her there, and she's
that
just
was
like,
a sweet episode. I liked it.
It was fun. It was fun.
It was good.
So that might have been that's in my top three of favorite of this year.
Of the year.
Yeah. Was the
with your dad watching?
Was the blackout episode?
Have you ever
was
killed
this
someone
year?
With your dad? What have you ever killed someone with your dad watching? Have you ever killed
dad watching
him over there?
Have you ever killed?
I'm so confused because I don't know who to look at.
Man, what did you let me smoke on?
The
Joe?
The blackout episode was this year too when he was gone.
Yeah,
and I don't know what happened. I still don't know what happened. I have no clue.
I think we were roofied.
That happens to me all the time.
Oh,
man.
That was a crazy. That was,
I told you I ran tests, and there is Rohypnol in some of those glasses.
I think if I was to do y'all's top five, that would be the number one.
That was bizarre. That I don't even. Crazy. I need to go back and listen to that show because I don't even
I
know
can't,
what happened.
I won't.
I woke up with some weird video of. I looked at my phone and Richard is sitting on Susie's lap and there's some weird.
Didn't y'all eat edibles though?
No.
I thought y'all had edibles or something.
No, we
that's why
just
it got weird.
Drank and.
Just drank yourself to an oblivion?
Someone in that room roofied us.
You is back on the say? H, Holmes? Wow.
No, I wasn't that time.
Man,
that
sound,
almost worked, didn't it?
Play it again. Didn't. I sound concerned. Like, I'm concerned for someone. But again, man, this is, I've been
wait,
in
hold
a few
on.
Bands. You've heard me talk about that, right?
Hold on, Jeff.
You
this
back
is,
on the H, Holmes?
Don't play it yet. Hold on. Let me set it up.
I'm really concerned about people.
This is Matt.
Hold on, I'm not ready.
Here, I'm painting the scene. We're in Ulrich's bedroom.
Whoa!
And Matt is at home, and Ulrich's sitting at the end of the bed, and Matt's standing in the doorway, and Ulrich has been acting weird the last few days, and he asked him a very in-depth
you
question.
You back on the H, Holmes?
Or maybe he asked.
Hey, did you ever see your old man kill someone?
And then Ulrich.
Hey, did you ever see your old man on the kill H, someone? Holmes? That's my follow up to if you're on the H.
Like that was a fun one. When I tried to ask, I think it was Animal Spirit. I was like, I have questions from the Jerry Jonestown Massacre, and I played all these. They're just like, what
was that this year?
Yeah,
okay,
that was good.
That
was awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know why you stopped that bit because
that was awesome. That was an awesome bit.
Whether it be us or with it be Aaron.
Yeah, because I got those too. I have Aaron on
those
here.
Were when you started asking other guests that cracked me up so much.
I can't tell anybody with big hands that's really.
Was it?
Really
I had smart. I had I was working then and listening to y'all's podcast and was laughing out loud. Like people were like, what is he doing? Oh, that's just him.
Because you can picture the confusion on their face. Like, what?
Yeah, that's why it didn't go over great on
really
our
didn't.
End because the guests just had no fucking idea what was happening.
Then you just move on. It's so great.
Yeah. Well, we should bring that back.
You should. That
you should.
2018.
Yeah, see, I like this one right here.
Well, I've been in a few bands. You've heard me talk about that, right?
So that's like
what they do to Corby. Yeah. I've been around beautiful women my whole life. I went to TCU.
His brag.
Yeah.
Montage.
Yeah, the brag montage.
Hey, Joe, do you have a favorite show you played this year?
Our release show, I think. I mean, I know that seems like kind of an obvious answer, but Yeah, our release show was a blast.
That was cool.
I like that. And then the show we played at Three Links on tour, that was pretty fun.
With the darts, because y'all hit the road. Are y'all going to hit the road next year?
In May, actually. We're going West Coast.
Hey, yeah. speaking of
West Coast, Becky.
Oh, yeah. We're going to probably start in L.A., work our way north.
There you go. Did you see that Pinkish Black is going to go on the road with your band that you love, that we played with, that Relapse?
Yeah, Royal Thunder, yeah. They're doing a full U.S.
tour. Full U.S.
tour,
yeah.
I meant to say that on our show. Hey, Zach, what about you? You had a favorite show this year?
That's hard to say. I liked our last one at Mass.
It was a good
one. Man, I just really love playing at Mass. We also we had a pretty good crowd for our last Grotto show. Y'all played that
Mass show on Thursday night, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the Cowboy night. I was trying to get over there and see y'all, but I couldn't get out of the stadium quick enough.
Yeah, it was just real low pressure. Yeah. And so, like,
it was like, and that's like our, well, we just use it as like a practice night, too. Yeah. Kinda.
Well, what's funny is I messed up the name of the band that played, that was headlining the show, Meech Pango.
Yeah.
And I'd been drinking because I'd been nervous because the next day I'd planned to propose to Rebecca. And so I had nothing else on my mind. I didn't practice like any of the songs because I usually just.
Is that something I did?
Not me.
I just I usually the day of the show or
not me
before I practice all the lines that I say. I talk to the audience in my head and I talk to the audience in the car while I'm driving.
Wait! Hold on.
Yep, it's exactly what you think.
You pre-plan your shows?
Oh, yeah.
The rock shows?
Yeah. Are you Kiss?
No, I'm Zach.
So there's no spontaneity to your seeing you live?
There's spontaneity. I just have...
Spontaneity.
Yeah,
whatever. Spontaneity. Spontaneity, whatever.
I just have plot points I stick to.
Could you roll pink on this once so we could see it?
Yeah.
Just record it so we could watch you...
Do you write down on the set list that you were going to do stuff at this certain point?
Yeah, I have stories. Well, okay, so...
You're like, that's when I'm going to go...
That's not rock and roll.
Fuck you. I'm rock and roll.
Not really.
Yeah, huh?
You should have come up Sunday and I would
have
showed... Or Saturday or
y'all
Friday,
have a
rock I would
have
showed
roll
you rock
off?
And roll.
Y'all going to have a rock and roll off right now.
I think it's a rock and roll down.
No, but could you
let me show you how to be rock and roll and to play bass, buddy?
Can you record that for us, though? I'd like to see your process and see what's going on here. And see, I just want to make sure it's mentally healthy.
What do you mean, my process? Like,
that's really strange. I don't know anybody that's ever done that except for Kiss.
Otherwise, like, I'll mess up and I won't say all the things I want to say. I've got a lot of things I want to say.
Yeah,
but
like political statements.
Why don't you just roll free ball it? Like, that's what rock and roll is about.
What are you talking about? Like political
good
statements?
Improv.
Like, fuck Trump.
Okay,
yeah,
hold on. Hold on. Do you think Hendrix
practiced
for weeks what he was going to do during the Star Spangled Banner at Woodstock?
Did you see me
maybe
to avoid this
I wasn't
joke?
There.
No.
Did you see me throw out the roadblock trying
I'm
to
not
the,
as no, I'm not as talented.
Try to make it
I'm
not
as
happen.
Talented
it's
as Jimi
happen.
Hendrix. I'm not as
you're right.
Prolific as Kiss.
God damn.
I
that's the those are two
do,
of the most correct phrases
all I can
said
do
so
is
far.
The best I can. And to do the best I can, I have to prepare.
Such a dick. That's weird, though. I've never heard that, so it kind of blows my mind. Maybe I should start.
Let me ask you this: have you ever rehearsed an interview in your car? Like, I'm going to respond to rock star questions when a reporter asks me, "Hey."
I did that when I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I would imagine being like on a TV really. Show or mm-hmm. being by the Rolling Stone.
Here's something where you may link up on: do you rehearse conversations you're going to have with someone later?
Not really. I try to think about like the first couple times I came on a JJDM, I tried to think about like what I was gonna say, the main points like I wanted to promote I Happy Am.
Well, that makes sense. That totally makes it right there. That makes sense. But like rehearsing what you're gonna do during a live show.
I just want you to record
it's
it.
Just,
I wanna make sure you're mentally healthy, man.
It's
I wanna watch
a live
it.
Show. That's crazy.
Well, I mean
it's awesome though.
It's just like practicing a song.
No.
I'm performing.
What would y'all say if I told you that he practices them during practice, too? Like, that's part of our practice.
Part of y'all's practice is what he's going to... Is his monologue on
sometimes.
Stage?
Not every time.
Between songs?
Sometimes. sometimes.
That's, I think this is fine.
I don't know. It's
I don't
kinda,
have any problem
It's kind of like
this.
A comedy bit. I mean, a comic there, would
your
do
performance,
it.
You're kind of a performance artist. I mean,
it,
you are a performance artist when you
sure
play live.
Everything.
So there's no
I
reason you can't practice
the
it.
Whole night. Like from,
you get there and forget your joke.
Load
and you're like,
in
right.
to load out. I'm performing for the people around
wait,
me.
Wait. Now it got kind of tricky.
Okay,
yeah,
well.
That got really
You start
weird.
Performing when you load in?
Yeah.
Is life your stage? Yeah. Is it your stage?
So we don't know what the real Zach is. We've never met the real
that
Zach.
That is the real Zach. I'm me.
Do we need to update?
I don't know about that because you perform. You practice
the
performing
real Zach,
yourself.
The real hey, Zach practices
so
performing himself.
Have I updated my Zach iOS? Like, am I up to 11? What are you? 11.7?
I'm 26.
Like, so 11.26?
He's 26.4.
Do I need to update or am I good with the Zach version that I got?
You're good, man.
Okay, cool, cool.
It's all good.
All right,
it's
so
backwards compatible.
At the Drag the Ocean practices, I need to start.
Yeah.
I need to
yelling
start,
at people.
No, I need to start mapping more. Out where I'm going to stand on stage, and I need to start mapping out how
well,
I'm going to
any
be holding the bass during certain songs, and if I'm
I do that
when we go back to back and we're rocking out, we need to practice that and time it just right during certain songs.
I would enjoy that.
Don't get too intricate because then there's room for mistakes. Let it be free.
Let it breathe.
No, I don't do any of that shit.
It's
period.
Like
I get
outlet.
Up there and I play the fucking songs and I have fun.
Man,
that's like,
but
just
if you make
roll.
An outline, it'll be.
I
better.
Don't need to. I've been playing on stage for years.
Okay,
I don't
okay,
need to.
Okay, let's take the let's get back to Xanax level.
I have my ego cube.
Let me. Can
right. I think we're way off track here.
We are a little bit.
No, but this blows my mind.
This is
awesome.
Where are we, Jeff? Leader of the ship.
We're doing list.
We're gonna have Zach in. We need to book him for.
So let's go ahead and do our
mid-January to continue this conversation because this blows my mind. I've never heard anybody doing this. This is awesome.
Hire me as a consultant for your band.
We don't need consultants.
I'll improve your stage show.
They don't play shows though.
I know they haven't played a show yet. They gotta get up on stage first.
Who? Which one?
Well, I'm thinking Drag the Ocean.
I'm going Spectacle. So after you catch up with us, since we're about to release the 7th album, we'll let you know what's up.
How many of those did you play on?
Just one.
Okay then.
But I am playing all the old stuff.
Do you have
so
a local list, Zach, of your favorite local releases of the year?
I don't.
Okay.
I didn't make that list.
Joe, do you have a local list of your favorite releases of the year?
I have my top 5 local albums of the year. Do you
want to
hear them?
Is there anything you want me to play that I might
I've have? Got I've got audio. I got audio cue.
There you go.
Do you need the
Are you plugged in?
You need the plug.
I got the dongle. I just need the pluggy dude.
The dingle.
just stick it in there. Stick it in there.
Okay. And if you listened to the JJTM podcast tomorrow, then
no, it's in the past.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because
yeah, this happened.
Y'all
few
shows
days
on
ago.
Sunday. Mm-hmm. We're in the future right now.
By the way, your Christmas gift that you gave me was outstanding.
You're welcome.
Man, I'm pretending that we had a Christmas festivity or something.
Well, it wouldn't happen until tomorrow from their show.
Oh, now we got
all right. So my number 5 pick is this Wild Turkey ad. I thought it really made a splash this year. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you Zach get kicks so much ass. I'm so intrigued by Zach. He's so awesome.
Zach's pretty cool.
He is. He's amazing.
Thanks.
Oh my God.
What's
how many
list?
Do you ever, hey, do you ever bow up to people and be like, back off me, Dustin? You're about to get a Zach attack.
All right. So, in no particular order, I got what I thought was Dead Vinyl Gold Mine, but that's not what it is.
Is this the house remix?
Yeah, it seems to be.
I'm glad we went first.
Yeah, me too. Good Lord. Okay, anyway, Dead Vinyl, you know, just listen to a Led Zeppelin record. That's pretty
is
much
there another
similar
one of those.
Okay, my next one is our good friends, Henry the Archer, Zero's a Number.
Good record.
I like it. I like it a lot. It's been stuck in my head frequently since they released it.
A dude won Best Vocalist
he
from
did.
The Dallas Observer?
Yeah, dude.
Right?
That's
oh,
good.
We're done.
That's really rad.
Or I'm done.
All right. Next up, again, in no particular order, is a Paper Knife by our friend Cameron Smith, a.k.a. Sir Duda.
Sir Duda.
Like, yeah, this record just came out, right? Like, a couple weeks ago? Like
2 weeks? 3 weeks ago?
But, yeah, so I dig it. And, speaking of Cameron Smith, I kind of can't... Oh, hang on. Let me shut up Cameron there. His little BFF, Jesse Gage, I kind of can't stop listening to this record. I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Loose Morals and Vintage Florals.
Mm-hmm. In Vintage Florals.
Yes, in
Vintage. It's good. We listened to it. I made the band listen to it like, I don't know, probably 100 times on tour.
I've heard this album, and it reminds me of something. I can't put my finger on it.
He's kind of, his voice reminds me of Josh Darnielle from the Mountain Goats.
Yeah, but older. Like, this is real. Like, it reminds me of something really, really old.
Oh, yeah, cool. I'm just strictly talking his voice. But yeah, the music's really cool. I don't know quite how to put my finger on it. I just like it. But yeah, it's good. I definitely can't get enough of this record right now. And then my last, certainly not least, is
Better Not Be Your Own.
No, come on.
All right.
Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Chillamundo, Radio Is On. It's a great, great record. But then again, everything that Denver does is fantastic. So anyway, that's my list.
It's a good list. I like it.
Good list.
All right.
Who's next? Do you have?
No, Zach don't have any.
No.
Wait, you didn't prepare in advance and practice for weeks a list of local music?
No, I did my Funkstown podcast list, and then I did my JJTM joke, and that was the list that I prepared.
How long did you prepare those?
It took about like 10 minutes.
But did you practice them over and over again before you delivered them?
Not at all. This is not the same.
Rock and roll's about.
This is not the same.
So this wasn't on my list, but since we were talking about it and you're... This is Sub-Sahara.
This is them? That sounds cool. I like that.
Yeah, they're badass.
And this is pretty new. I think it came out within like the last month or
this
two.
This is the business right now over in Southside, huh? And about both.
Where was this recorded?
Probably Cloudland, I'm
pretty
sure.
Oh, yeah, I think this one was Cloudland. What's the...
It's a Dreamy Life.
I think this is record. Brit, if I remember right.
We had a conversation a few weeks ago that made me go, I'll just climb the recording. You might remember that conversation.
I do remember.
Okay.
So that's an honorable mention. A lot of people around town are talking about that. I don't know it that well yet, but that's a...
Is it on your list?
No, but we were just talking about it. I did have the Siberian Traps came out with an album this year, which I really liked. They have I like a lot of the songs in there, but my favorite song of the year for a long time was Lemon Balm. And to me, this is just the catchiest, hookiest, sweetest, goobiest, makes your teeth hurt when you listen to it. But this is one of my favorite songs of this year. And it's from
this
album.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
It's a good album.
It's a great, it's a good little video, too. It's got a lot of our friends in it walking through Fairmont.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was this recorded?
I think this is Cloudland, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not gonna do all that. I'm just kind of.
I could almost tell you what mics were used on this one.
I'm only doing difference because my list was the New Hymn of the Archer record, which we've already played. The Me Motor Scooter record, which we've already played. Chillamundo, which we've already played. So I'm trying to, you know, throw some other stuff in here. Earthchild Imperious was on here, which we've already played. I like the Frequencies album that the Weekly put out this year.
Oh yeah, me too.
That's a great compilation, and
yeah. I'm on it twice.
And
I didn't even think about putting that because compilations I never really
I listened to them. Mm-hmm. The Dreamy Life one was really good too, but it had like 99 songs on it or something. But
17?
It's an anthology.
This is a big one, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it was 17 songs, I think.
I had Animal Spirit and Dead Vinyl. They both had new records this year.
Do all the songs on Dreamy Life Records, were they recorded at Dreamy Life, and did they all have that the sound of that room?
I don't know. You've heard two so far.
I think most of them.
You've heard Paper Knife.
I mean, we released an album on Dreamy Life Records that
Jesse Gage was done
not recorded there.
Yeah.
It's but just, yeah, this year I'm not sure. I think maybe not. I think everything was probably recorded there.
What I'm being hush-hush about or kind of elusive to is that you can start, to me, I can start tell what records are recorded there.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of, it's the sound, and that happens. That happens with different studios. And it's interesting because now that's a big Fort Worth studio, and you're getting that sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, even the records I work on there still have kind of that sound to them a little bit.
But see, this is the stuff I like. Even like this, I love this sound. And so I go to Dreamy Life because of this.
Yeah. Know?
And they're not all like this. I just play the ones that I like, and they typically tend to be... This is Pearl Earl.
Which makes me wonder is like, what would a metal band sound like going in there that is very tight and not as spacey?
I don't know if it'd be the right space for that. I mean, it could be... You could do it. I could record a metal band there easily and make it sound pretty good, but it's just not what it's geared towards. It doesn't... The studio doesn't have super clean pre's. Like, they've got that really cool Tascam board, which has an interesting sound, and it sounds good, but it's not real hi-fi. And then
yeah, that's the thing is, like, you can tell. That's another thing is that it's got that lo-fi,
yeah,
grit feel to things. It's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
Yeah, no, I mean it's got its own kind of charm in place, and it works really well in the kind of punk grunge garage scene around town.
And it's not a negative thing at all. It's cool. Mm-hmm. When you start, yeah, having places where you can figure out just by the sound of the record that it was, mm-hmm, recorded there or produced there or whatever, or, you know, parts of it were recorded in that room. It's kind of a neat thing. I could do that. Alex Gerst used to put, you know, at Indian Trail when he was recording, I could name all the albums that came out of there just by the sound of the drums.
Mm-hmm.
This is brand new too. This is Oil Boom.
That Oil Boom, that was on my list.
Was it this one here, the Terribility or whatever?
Yeah, I couldn't remember the name of the album, but that was a
Terribility.
That's a cool record.
And you can get the vinyl too, actually, as a record.
Yep.
As well as the Hint of the Archer. So I don't know. I mean, and not because Joe's sitting here, but I think my favorite record of the year was the Motor Scooter record.
Aww.
Jesus.
And I mean, and it's tough because the Hint of the Archer record was fantastic. I didn't know that.
Man, they got enough accolades this year.
I didn't know that they
could. Wait, how many awards did y'all win at the Fort Worth Weekly?
Yeah, y'all got plenty too.
But that was for work done the previous year.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
It wasn't done. Yeah, it wasn't for. Oh, yeah, y'all hadn't released it yet.
But y'all are riding high. Y'all are doing good,
yeah,
press and all that stuff. But I really like the addition of Rebecca Elizabeth, you know, and just the sound and the vocals that she brings to it. The energy that she brings on stage, and the fact that they put that in the record. Maybe if she wasn't on the record, it might not have pushed it past number one. But because of that, I think that's made it better than the Chillamundo album or whoever. Not about better, but I enjoy it more. You know,
how do y'all feel that affected y'all sound inside the band?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it changed it, obviously, you know, but I mean, it was the direction we've been moving towards for a long time anyway. And I mean, it was such a natural fit. And I've been working, you know, as a producer with Rebecca for a long time. So, I mean, I don't know. It was the most natural thing in the world, I guess.
It's cool because y'all were a garage sounding band, and I feel as a fan.
Mm-hmm.
That it did change y'all sound to more of a surf rock band, y'all.
Yeah,
it's not as abrasive anymore because there's this,
yeah, well,
this
and
soft,
I think,
side to it now.
I think it's given us a more authentic garage sound instead. You know, not just that the garage idea of, you know, a bunch of teenagers playing in their parents' garage. You know, just shitty musicians. You know, like the actual, that kind of was like, you know, zombie sort of sound, you know, with the
you're still combo shitty organ. Musicians, but in a on a bigger stage.
Yeah. There you go. And with a keyboard.
So this is my favorite one. Here.
With a keyboard.
So this is my favorite one right here.
And that was actually a really cool thing, you know, signing with Dirty Water Records is we got introduced. There are other bands like us out there. I don't feel like there's a lot of people around here that are doing quite what we're doing. I mean, we kind of dip our toes in a lot of things, but it was really cool being introduced to, you know, other bands doing what we're doing that we fit really, really well with, you know, that we don't necessarily get here all the time. I mean, bands we love playing with, but they're not necessarily that hard garage rock scene.
See, and I have an issue with that. I think I've talked to Matt about this a few times, is that, like, the stuff I really want to do,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I could do around here. Because there aren't other people doing it, or there isn't a scene for it, and I'd have to draw from other people.
Maybe that's the right way to do it. Is, you know, if it's truly good enough, you'll make converts, and then you're the only fish in the pond doing what you do.
And this is the last one I'll play. This was
it's true.
Another really good one I thought for the year,
mm-hmm.
and it's Acid Carousel.
Oh, yeah.
That Acid Carousel, you turned me on to that.
Yeah, I like this stuff.
And it's cool.
They're good. They're going to be really good when they're older.
Yeah, but the same kind of deal. There's people around that are doing psychedelic music and all that kind of stuff, but it's still...
Cloud Land.
You know, I don't know if this whole album was. Was it this whole album?
I thought it was.
It might have been.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it was. Brit also, I think.
You can hear it.
But no, and they commit to the bit. They wear the clothes, they play the instruments, they have the hair, you know, they think it's just it's 1969 kind of revival. It's like, what do these kids know about this? But man, they're doing a really good job with it.
Higher than the Beatles, man.
Yep. That's what the name of the song is too. So I picked the title track. And so that about probably do it for my list on that. I did write down a couple. I don't watch, so it's like, I got rid of cable and all that stuff, and I don't watch any TV anymore, and I was like, I was just watching Netflix. And like, last year I could have told you all about, like, the best Netflix shows, at least from what I watched, which was a lot of sitcoms and things like that, but this year I haven't really watched a whole lot. I've been watching YouTube, you know, the fishing shows and things like that.
You're turning into a millennial just watching YouTube all the time.
Yeah, kind of. Seriously.
More though, or what's the generation... under millennials,
this generation over here?
Yeah.
What are y'all called?
What about me?
Generation Ulrich.
As holials.
Ulrich's not gonna know.
Douche holials.
A couple
douche millennials.
A couple of great shows that I did watch. I don't watch movies. I never go to the movie theater or anything. The only movie I think I watched this year was Deadpool, which is really good. I finally got around to watching.
But it was on Netflix, right?
No.
Oh.
We watched it. Anyways. A couple of shows that I want to watch that, if you haven't seen them, I think people should check it out. Most everybody has seen The Trailer Park Boys, but the new one came out last year in March, and that was...
It's good stuff.
That's a great show. I was sad that Mr. Leahy died.
Yeah.
Rest
in peace.
It's probably not going to be the same anymore, but I've also been watching The Ranch. And so the third season of it came out. Yeah, I'm one of the ones that watched that.
You're the one.
I was really bummed whenever I heard
Masterson.
Yes, I was really. Yeah. I was like, come on, Hyde, man, why?
And
he's a good looking dude. He's got money. It's like, hey, why?
That's what screwed me up.
You shouldn't have to do anything.
Have they already ditched him?
Yeah.
Kicked him to the curb quick.
And he's a producer on the show.
They said he was going to keep his producer role. He just couldn't act or be around anything.
Yeah.
Which producing is, you're not really there doing anything anymore.
But I'm wondering, but I'm curious because it's a terrible show. I don't know if it's terrible. I enjoy it, but it's a...
It's got a laugh track, right?
It is, yes.
Out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's a multicam laugh track.
I totally hear you. I totally hear you.
It's a CBS sitcom on Netflix.
Out.
That has cuss words in it. That's what's throwing me off. If it was, because I mean, they're all fuck and they tell dirty jokes and it's like, but it has a laugh track and feels like a CBS sitcom. So it's really, it throws me off.
What about,
But I enjoyed it. I mean, I enjoyed, you know, watching it or whatever.
Is Ashton Kutcher on there a lot? Is he the main character? Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's a regular character.
Back out or?
Yeah. He's kind of the main character. Yeah.
Did you watch? Have any of y'all watched the that holiday, the
It's like a hostage situation, like a trailer. What's it called? Something Christmas on Netflix. It's like just came out.
Is it Trailer like, Park Boys?
Like Nevada Holiday or something like that. I'll have to look it up real quick.
Oh, that rings a bell, but no, I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it. Have you guys, I know Joe has, but I don't think you finished it. Have you guys seen Schitt's Creek?
I have wanted to watch that.
You should. That's it.
I heard it's funny.
It
is great.
I heard it's really good. Is there a laugh track on it?
No. It's single cam.
Yeah, and it's great.
Single cam, no laugh track, yes.
That's fantastic. And in the show that I just finished up last night, the Marvelous Miss Maisel, is a big thumbs up.
Thank
man.
Amanda Tackey for hipping.
I'm going to watch that because of you guys.
That's a great
God
show.
God damn, that's a great
I've
show.
I've downloaded two episodes. They're sitting in my iPad. I just need to watch them.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really good. It's the first, really good.
I think it's like got eight episodes to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty quick watch.
But. Which, if do you still have my HBO Go login?
It never worked for me. We never tried again. And now my wife gets Hulu, and for some reason when she gets Hulu, I think she gets HBO Now with it.
Okay, well, something. If that's the case, Crashing, you need to watch that. That came out this year, and it's kind of along the same lines, except modern.
Okay.
Is that?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, because they do.
I want you to watch it. It's funny.
Because they do kind of deconstruct.
Funny, yeah. And it's the whole comedy circuit.
Yeah.
It's cool. I dig it. I dug it. I thought it was good.
I like the comedy stuff.
Yeah. What about, are you not a Marvel watcher, are you?
No, my wife watches all those. She watches The Punisher and Flash and
Punisher
all that
was
stuff.
Great.
She loved it. She
the
loved
Punisher
it.
It was amazing. Great.
Yeah, no, she loved it.
Bloody, violent, over the top, and cool.
I'm on episode 4 right now.
Yeah, what do you think so far?
It's awesome.
It sucks you in, right?
Yeah.
It's like you're just right into it, like, oh my God.
He's a fucking badass.
He is cool.
She watches really a bunch good. Of crazy shows. She was telling me that she watched some show where it's like, there's time travel, but it's only between, it's like every 33 years. So it's like 1956 and then like 1980, whatever, 33 years later. And then like 2000 and whatever is 33 years after that. And it's like this really weird thing where they hop back and forth.
33?
Yeah.
The magic number?
I know. But it's, you know, it's this real bizarre type of time travel thing. And there's people that are missing in this time period and end up being dead in like this time period or something. I don't know. I thought maybe I would know what I was talking about. I don't know if it's a Marvel thing or not.
Jennifer watches one called The Magicians or something like that on Netflix. She told me to start watching it, that it was originally a TV show on some channel, but if you watch it on Netflix, it's unedited and they have cursing and nudity all through it.
Mm.
But when it was on regular mainstream, they cut all that out. And I think it's called The Magicians. And she said it's really, really good and that I'd like it. But I don't know. I haven't started it yet.
The wife ended up getting the Cody. The Amazon stick with Cody or whatever. She ended up doing that whole deal.
So you're bootlegging. You're pirating.
I'm not doing anything. TV. I'm watching YouTube movies. Videos.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Keep confessing on the air here.
She's doing it. I'm watching YouTube videos.
I've got one too. Go ahead.
So yeah, no, I think you gave her the idea.
Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah. It's the way she watches The Walking Dead and
porn. There's a lot of good porn on there.
I haven't watched any of the porn. I do see where it has that channel, but I watch her use it, and it seems like a pain in the ass to use.
Kind of is.
And like I'm like, this is not, because I'm sitting there and I'm watching shows. She's like, I'm watching my show. I'm like, okay. And then I'll watch like an hour, and she's still like trying to find a feed to watch or whatever, or it gets started, but it freezes up, and then she pauses it to kind of let it buffer, but then she pauses it too long. And it kicks her out, and then she has to start all over again. And I'm all like, okay. Because she was trying to sell me on it at first. You can watch anything you want. Anything on network TV. There's movies on here. I'm like, oh, look, there's porn. I saw the porn when she's going through the little icons, you know. Well, whatever, you know. And then she's like, da-da-da-da. But every time I watch her do it, I'm like, it's just like a pain in the ass.
Do you still use yours? Your Cody Fire Stick?
No. I never. Gary bought that.
I thought you had one.
He bought it.
Yeah,
For the fight. We didn't use it for the fight.
Mine was all fun for about the first month because I was like, oh, I can watch this movie and this is in movie theaters and I can watch it now, blah, blah, blah. And then same thing. I was like, this is too much pain in the ass. I'll go back to BitTorrent.
Yeah. It's like a shiny toy. It looks all cool and stuff. And then you get it. It's like, it doesn't work the way it's supposed to.
Back to BitTorrent.
But she uses it all the time. You know, when she watches
back to the dark web.
Yeah, she does get a little frustrated or whatever. All right. I don't want to do Zach Libs. It's too late.
I do.
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh.
That's why I'm here.
That's not why you're here.
No, I wanted to do Zach Libs.
All right, let's do it.
These guys never get to do it.
Tough it out. Yeah.
I've seen him do it.
Can I?
That's
what it is.
All right, for the audience,
we have a surprise for you.
Oh, you have a surprise for us.
It's a new Zach Lubes intro.
Oh,
really?
It's wonderful.
See?
Actually, no, we didn't complete it.
See? Oh.
We have one in production right now.
We got a new Zach Lubes intro on this podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, I need to listen to it.
It was spontaneous.
I pulled
it.
Hit it,
Jeff.
Hit what? Yeah, see, I don't have that stuff. I don't have Zach Lubes, and I don't have the intro.
Oh, I could have sent that to you. Sorry.
Anyways, time for Zach Lubes.
We're going to go studio counterclockwise like usual.
I don't even know if I have that.
Hey,
oh, wait. Do I have to participate?
Yeah, Matt, give me a year.
Year 1975.
1975 AD or BC?
Which one's now after death, right? Yeah, AD, before Christ.
Like
AD.
Just a, AD. Like a couple, 2 years before he's born.
I was curious.
AD, or 2 years before I was born.
Hey, can I get an adjective, Dustin?
Yes, it will be pungent.
Pungent. Hey, Ulrich, can I get a plural noun?
Because I know what that means.
Plural
a
noun.
Noun?
Plural
noun.
A noun,
a person,
many
place,
of them.
Or thing.
There's more than one
times
of them.
Times two.
Yeah.
Or more.
God, man, you're the future.
One? Well, the future sucks.
Yeah.
Plural noun.
Yeah, I don't know what that
I
means.
I mean, just anything.
A
just
thing.
Name a thing.
Yeah, a thing.
Condom machine.
There
condom
you go.
Machines.
The machines. Yeah.
Machines, plural.
It would be condom machines.
This is what makes me aggravated
condom
with
machines.
Life.
Hey, Joe, can I get a verb?
Condom machines?
A verb.
It's not my fault my teachers don't teach.
That kids don't know what...
Learn.
Learn.
It's funny that Aiden knows.
Hey, Jeff, can I get a verb? Thing. I'm blowing through these.
How about blow?
Blow.
Me.
And I'm going to go pee.
Hey, Matt, can I get a noun?
A noun. Let's see. Church.
Church.
Wait, we have something about that, don't we?
Charge church?
We have,
hey,
Dustin,
can I get a noun?
Can we have a what?
A noun.
A noun. I'm going to say a red solo cup.
Red solo cup. Hey, Ulrich, can I get a noun? It's a person, place, or thing.
I get it now.
Okay.
A computer.
Computer. God. Perfect. Hey, you're picking it up.
Just you're keep not, giving you're not, him nouns.
You're not as stupid as you look.
Shit. That's fucked up.
Joe,
that is fucked up.
No, yeah, you don't look stupid.
You don't look stupid, dude.
Joe, can I get it down?
Potato.
Potato.
Going
he gave me his answer.
Oh, okay. Can I get a noun?
Oh, damn it.
What was his answer?
Polaroid.
He said blue, but he told me to stutter it, but I don't want to because that feels mean.
Blue.
So blow.
Well, that's not a noun.
A noun.
Blow can be a noun.
A noun.
It depends on how you're using it.
Can I get a noun?
Depends on what rating we're using.
The one you left me with
right
didn't
now.
Work.
Or Zach Lubes.
Penis.
There it is.
I don't want to type that in my phone. I got fragile ears and thumbs.
Okay.
Hey, Matt, can I get a verb?
Running.
Running. I'm just going to say
run.
That's fine. I'll allow it. I'll allow you to use run.
Dustin, can I get a noun?
Cheerleader.
Cheerleader. Oops. Hey, Ulrich, can I get a verb?
Swimming.
Swim.
Holy shit, you knew Whoa. What that was?
Only because Matt said running.
Hey, yeah, learning,
that's,
though.
That's how learning works.
That's okay. I feel good about this show now.
Hey, I feel like we're teaching him something.
You got two thumbs now.
At Funkytown Podcast, Zach Lubes. This is Zach Lubes, entitled Top 10 Songs of 2017. Oh, no, it's actually, oops. This is a Zach Lubes entitled Top 10 Songs of 1975.
Zach, how stoned are you?
0%.
Oh, okay. He's off the drugs. He's trying to get a job.
How much of that cake did you eat?
0%.
How much sugar do you have in you?
The number one song of 1975.
How are your accounts?
Pungent condom machines.
Oh, that's terrible.
The number two song of 1975 is Learn. The number three song of 1975 is Blow Money.
Blow
the
money,
number four song. Blow of money,
blow problem.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Blow money, blow problem. Blow problem.
The number four song of 1975 is Church Face.
Church Face.
The number five song.
This is a Zach. This is a real Mad Libs.
It's yeah.
Oh, it's an internet one. Yeah, they're not quite.
This is the worst piece of shit I've ever heard.
Well, hang on. No, it's not.
It's not the worst. It may be second.
I can Reddit dad jokes if you guys want me to.
Well, hang on. Well, I want to hear where.
This is nice.
Oh, sorry.
I want to see the skill one, but I'm very disappointed in you, Zach.
The number five.
It was kind of my fault. I left the weed book at home.
Uncle jokes.
1975 is the Red Solo Cup. Number six of 1975 is Computerless. Number seven of 1975. Here Comes Potato. Number eight potato. Of 1975 I Love Penis.
This one was definitely
number nine of
the writer of this one definitely phoned it in.
I'm fucking done because I wanted a story and not just a list of all the words we just gave you.
I am so friggin' sorry. Good gosh.
Hey, Zach, my IT coworker got new shoes.
You know what? We're killing he rebooted that song. Himself. We were writing you two new songs for Zach Libs. Fuck it. Zach Libs is now a piece of shit, and I side with Susie. Susie, you've always been right.
The number nine of 1975 is Run Me Through the Cheerleader. And the number 10 song of 1975 is Swim It.
That was.
I don't feel good about myself.
That was a pretty bad one.
It was pretty bad.
I don't.
Susie,
you're. That was literally a list.
Susie,
of the
who,
words
is Susie in the chat room?
It was. It was a list of words we gave.
I'm
you.
Sorry. It's.
He can't see what it is. The computer. Yeah, it just takes blank words and then.
So.
Still,
here you
I'm
go, guys.
So disappointed.
I'm disappointed.
Did you guys
as well.
Hear about that lady on trial for beating her husband to death with his own guitar collection?
No.
Yeah, the judge asked, first offender? She says, no. First a Gibson, then a Fender.
Nice. I feel like that one goes around the DFW buy-sell trade every couple of years.
Damn, did you hear whenever Mickey Mouse was trying to get a divorce from Minnie Mouse? And the judge is like, yeah, man, I've looked and stuff, and I cannot give you a divorce on the account. You know this one?
No. Keep going.
So he's like, the judge is like, I can't give you a divorce on the fact that Minnie's crazy because I don't see that she's crazy. And Mickey's like, I didn't say she was crazy. I said she's fucking goofy.
Hey, what do you call a bear with no teeth?
I don't know.
A gummy bear.
Hard.
You know, be a good trick to do is to put a overalls on a bear. So you'd think that you're walking up to a nice farm where you can get some crops or something, but it's a bear. Run.
Hey, I got a Christmas one. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah.
Santa actually only had two reindeer.
Yeah, because I'm just going to All Dreamy Life all the time.
Okay.
Santa actually only had two reindeer. Did you know that?
No.
Rudolph and Olive, the other reindeer.
Other reindeer, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So there's this husband and wife.
So are we having like a dad joke off?
There's this husband and wife hanging out, and this husband and wife was hanging out in Soviet Russia back in the early 80s, and the wife was like, "Hey, it's sleeting," and the husband's like, "No, it's raining." She's like, "No, it's sleeting." They're like, "Let's go ask
Bill,
this." Communist guy, KGB guy.
The random communist guy.
His name is Rudolph. And so they ask him, he's like, no, it's raining. It's like, see, honey, Rudolph knows reindeer.
So y'all are like funny, right?
Hey, what does a Tharus eat? A Tharus?
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
What does a Thesaurus? A Thesaurus eat for breakfast?
What?
A cinnamon bun.
Not bad. Can we pull the plug yet?
I'm not exactly sure what you mean by that. Maybe you're a little wasty face.
Now we're talking.
But I got this from y'all.
Hey, Jeff, on the show notes here, you have a year in memories.
Yeah, I don't care, man.
New Year's goals. What are your New Year's goals?
To quit this fucking show.
You too?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, but I was gonna ask you, so are you... Hold on, let me turn this off.
Hey, are you a fan of good podcasts?
No.
Do you like websites?
Are you a fan of good podcasts?
No.
You're supposed to say yes. Say yes.
I'm a fan of bad podcasts.
Are you a fan of good podcasts?
Yes. Yes.
Let's get out of here.
Hey, why was the locomotive so fit?
Why?
It was trained.
Because it was always training.
Yeah. Okay.
And please do start your own podcast so I can end my misery.
Oh my no, it's like our,
yeah, take ours, please.
Are you
yeah.
waiting for us to quit before you quit?
Yeah,
cause it's whatever his.
Because you started first, you have to quit first.
Huh? No, you were first. I thought.
No,
we were first.
Damn it! So yeah, all I had to do the whole time was quit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I fucking quit.
And then we'll wait, and then we'll and then we'll tie you, and then do one extra, and then we'll quit.
Let's be serious, Matt. This is your excuse to get out of your house every week and away from your chaos.
Well, if
you're seen,
except that he brings one with him,
as you That's were true. Saying yesterday. Yeah. Yeah, you brought Ulrich upon us. It's your fault.
Actually, my ex-father did that.
Hey, I'm being haunted by the ghost of a French pastry chef. He's really giving me the creeps, man.
Creeps, man.
You're listening to Boris.
Oh yeah, no. Didn't they find the dude's ear?
What?
Oh fuck!
What
in Dustin's
Fruit Loops?
Drawer.
In what Dustin's was
that?
Drawer?
No, what was that bar in Denton?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, they did play in
rubber
Denton.
Rubber gloves.
Okay, so the owner of Rubber Gloves was
that's right
in Marta. Texas or something like that.
Marfa,
Texas.
Uh-huh.
And was at some crazy show. Boris was there, got his ear bitten off. After the show, Boris found the ear on the ground, brought it back to him. He got it preserved, and it hung over the bar. And,
man.
Yep.
Rubber gloves.
Sure did.
Hey, that cannot be verified.
Is that right?
Yeah, because gloves is done. It's demolished.
Oh, I probably have a picture of it if I looked.
Yeah. I play in a band with everybody that used to have a shop out front.
Yeah, let's talk about you some more, Dustin.
And they could all those guys could verify that there was an ear in there.
Yeah.
Good point. There was like a plaque and shit. I mean, that's how I know the story.
Yeah. Did you never see it?
No, I didn't. I didn't see it. I didn't know about it, man.
Seriously, you didn't?
No. Okay.
I thought,
yes. What do you want me to say, Dustin? I'll do whatever you want
me to
say.
Why are you getting pissed off?
I'm not.
Like a little crybaby.
I'm not. I'm not.
Seriously, no.
I'm not.
Listen, fucker. You and I had a complete conversation about it one night at the bar.
I'm just trying to be funny, dude.
Well, you're That's not. All I was trying to That's do, the man. Problem. You're
That's
not.
All I was trying to do. I was just trying to be funny.
That was terrible at being funny. Work on your comedy.
Work on your life.
I got it about halfway through.
Why are you pointing at me? What'd I do?
Work on Ulrich's comedy too. Y'all sit together. Y'all work
I don't
on
have
your
comedy.
Team. Practice it like Zach does.
You need to take a Benadryl, dude. Right.
Why?
You're little.
I'm being funny. Look at me. I'm being funny.
Take a Benadryl.
I'm gonna let him do this to himself.
I'm a comedian.
So did you listen to Matt Thomas's Christmas song?
Yes, it's genius. It is pure genius.
That's what I'm gonna close out with.
Yes.
Thank God.
So we done?
Yeah.
No.
Thank God.
There's one more.
You just said what I said.
No, What's your up? Jokes are stupid. We keep
I like his jokes.
How much did Santa's sleigh cost him?
Mm.
Nothing. It's on the house.
Nice.
You just hate Christmas, Dustin.
I do. Christmas is dumb.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Fuck it. We're out of here.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Say your ending.
Oh, yeah.
With our ending. God bless Haltom City. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And listen to our friends, the JJT.
Don't.
Please don't.
Yeah, don't even
but not
Send
this
us
week,
an email at funktownpodcast@gmail.com.
Everyone is happy, standing round the tree, singing songs of the season in ten-part harmony. It's so good to be together, the feeling is so strong. I wish it could be Christmas all year long. Now you and I, we know the things that make each holiday a time of understanding and loving words to say. Silent night, the candlelight, those warm and special songs. I wish it could be Christmas all year long. I wish that every spirit in the world can feel the power and not love the once a year. A dream, and I know it seems you've heard these words before. It's not a new idea to wish for something more, but if each day could feel this way, you know it isn't